United States versus Wendell Copeland. Mr. Judah?
May it please this honorable court, Ms. Dowd. My client, Wendell Copeland, is not a sympathetic individual to the justice system. He is incarcerated for a very long period of time and has committed crimes in the past. The question before this court is whether or not he should be serving time on these particular charges, as whether or not this was a lawful arrest. The case hinges, Your Honors, on whether or not the police officers who stopped the vehicle had reason to do so under the current state of the law. We have argued twofold whether or not it was a probable cause standard and whether or not it meets Terry versus Ohio standard. The district court held that it was Terry versus Ohio that controls, and that there is an articulable, reasonable suspicion to believe that there was criminal activity. The questions that we felt and do feel are important is whether or not there was any criminal behavior being observed. We know that there was a flyer. We know that the individual that they were looking for may have been in that vehicle. It's not a question whether or not law enforcement should be out looking for fugitives. They should. I don't think that there's any issue with that. We don't want people who are wanted for serious felonies on the street as fugitives. I think law enforcement has a justifiable interest in seeing that those people are brought before the system. But the question is, on these particular facts, were the police officers, especially Detective Kavanaugh, justified when he determined that this vehicle should be stopped on the street by two other vehicles with lights blaring and with guns drawn?
What standard should be applied if they thought Copeland was in that car?
Judge, I think it comes down to the standard that now has been enunciated in the United States Supreme Court of Florida versus JL. And I think that the court needs to look at whether or not there were sufficient basis for the police officer to believe that he was in that vehicle. In that case, they analyzed Terry versus Ohio, and they look at whether or not, in that particular case, they talk about Terry, and they talk about Terry being a stop and frisk, it being a situation where you stop after you observe unusual conduct. In the hearing, it was made clear that the only reason that this vehicle was pulled over, the only reason is that they suspected Wendell Copeland was in the vehicle. That is the only reason. There was no criminal activity from the vehicle itself. There had been no crime committed other than they believed that a felon may be in the vehicle. And we suggest that the end doesn't necessarily justify the means. In this case, the information that they received, we don't believe, meets the test that was enunciated in that case, which was rendered in March of 2000. And specifically in that case, they look at the Seventh Circuit case of United States versus DeBerry, and they found that even though where there had been instances and cases where there had been less information, that those circuits, specifically this one, had allowed them. And they were particularly critical in saying that we believe that there should be more information than that if we're going to allow individuals to be stopped under the theory of Terry versus Ohio.
Well, they knew that they verified there was a warrant, actually two standing warrants out for his arrest, right?
Yes. According to the transcript of the hearing, Detective Kavanaugh said he verified there was a warrant. And that's probably a red herring in this. I mean, and even though we argued it in our brief, I tend to believe that if he had seen a flyer at some point, that under the right circumstances, he would have probably had the opportunity to at least detain long enough to determine is there still an outstanding warrant. So I'm not suggesting that a police officer who had seen a warrant in the recent past, if he saw the individual on the street walking, wouldn't have had a right to at least determine is that person still wanted by the police.
You're just saying he didn't have reason to believe he's in the car.
Right. I'm saying that this was a situation where he should not have stopped this vehicle under the circumstance. And if he hadn't have stopped him, we wouldn't be here today.
But he had a tip.
He had
a tip that this particular car was going to be through this particular neighborhood. He followed the car. The car was there. Isn't that a sufficient basis in light of the fact that the warrant was outstanding and he had reviewed it?
Well, that's the argument, Your Honor. I think that our position is that he may have been able and should have possibly observed the vehicle. But stopping the vehicle the way they did created an extremely safety hazard for everyone involved. It would have been certainly more prudent if they had allowed this man to determine if he was in the vehicle by allowing him to exit. If they had seen him and had observed him, then a Terry stop at that point where they observed him, they see the individual that he believes in this warrant, and they could have apprehended him. If that had been the case, we wouldn't be here because he would not have been charged with the crimes that he is here today that he ended up pleading guilty for.
Mr. Judah, if Kavanaugh confirmed the warrant before the stop, is there anything left to your argument that the arrest was improper?
Well, I mean, I think it is, Your Honor. I don't think that even if he believes that there's an arrest warrant out there that he should have stopped this particular vehicle under these circumstances. I still don't believe that there's sufficient information or indicia of reliability for him to believe that this man is going to be in that vehicle. I think that it boils down to whether or not it was a suspicion or a hunch on the police officer's part. He had received the tip, and I think that becomes the judgment call of whether or not this is going to meet the standard that has now been enunciated for the court. In the case with this Florida versus JL, they had a situation where they gave a tip where the individual is going to be at a particular location in a plaid shirt, and he was going to have a gun on his possession. They went, and he was, an African-American. They went there, and they found three black African-American males standing there. One of them had a plaid shirt on. They went and searched him and found the weapon. The Supreme Court, in that case, found that that still wasn't sufficient information to justify the arrest. Here, you've got a situation where, yes, there was a tip. They gave it the vehicle identification and said that a particular person may be driving that vehicle. But beyond that, I don't think that it's distinguishable sufficiently from Florida versus JL for this court to find that they should have stopped the vehicle. That's not to say they shouldn't have believed or observed the vehicle.
But in that Florida versus JL, there wasn't an arrest warrant out, was there?
No. No, there wasn't an arrest warrant. It was based on a tip that he was carrying a concealed deadly weapon.
Right, but I mean that is certainly an added plus in our situation and distinguishes that case.
Yes, ma'am.
And I think that creates a problem for you.
Yes, ma'am. I mean, and as the cases say, it's determined on whether or not it was reasonable, whether or not a prudent person using common sense. I mean, those are the standards that have been utilized by the courts throughout.
There can be no question, can there, that they were looking for this armed, dangerous individual and told to use caution. I mean,
well,
this is quite a flyer, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am. It is. I'll reserve at this
Thank
point.
You.
Thank you.
Ms. Dowd, sorry for calling you prematurely.
Thank you, Your Honor. I wasn't ready to respond the last time. Your Honor, the only question before this court at this point in time is whether or not Detective Kavanaugh had a reasonable suspicion supported by articulable facts that Wendell Copeland was involved in or wanted in connection with criminal activity.
I am interested in whether or not there was any other evidence in the record about whether the warrant was confirmed before or after the stop.
Cited in the brief is Detective Kavanaugh's testimony,
right,
that immediately upon turning to follow the vehicle that he called in.
So that is the
only evidence
okay.
In the record.
All right.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
If Detective Kavanaugh had such reasonable suspicion, he was justified in making a Terry stop of the vehicle and briefly detaining the occupants to see if Wendell Copeland was present. Detective Kavanaugh was aware of Wendell Copeland and that arrest warrant had been issued for him for battery, criminal recklessness, and possession of a handgun. He had discussed the arrest warrant with the officers from the other police department in New Albany. He'd seen a copy of the wanted flyer. He had the flyer in his car. It had Wendell Copeland's a color picture of him, a physical description. It said what he was wanted for. It gave the bond. It stated that he was considered armed and dangerous. And at 3:30 in the afternoon on January 21st, while Detective Kavanaugh was working in Jeffersonville in plain clothes, he received a tip from an informant who had previously provided reliable information that Wendell Copeland would be in a white four-door Ford vehicle with tinted windows driving on Allison Avenue with two other black males in the vehicle, and that David Ballantyne would be driving the vehicle. Detective Kavanaugh knew David Ballantyne. 5 minutes afterwards, he was traveling on Allison Road. He saw a white four-door Ford vehicle with tinted windows with three black males inside, and he recognized David Ballantyne as the driver of the vehicle.
Now, Copeland was in back, wasn't he?
Copeland was in the front passenger seat.
Oh, he was. So those windows weren't tinted?
The front windows were not tinted. The front windshield was not. And so he recognized, Detective Kavanaugh recognized David Ballantyne as the driver of the vehicle, turned around and began following it. He immediately called and confirmed that there was an arrest warrant outstanding for Wendell Copeland. He called for backup, uniformed officers, who did come, and they effectuated a felony stop. One thing, Your Honor, to ask, Detective or Officer Doherty did testify that Detective Kavanaugh, while they were en route to catch up with him, said that Detective Kavanaugh told them that there were outstanding warrants for the suspect in the vehicle. That's the only other thing that I'm aware of in the record that had been confirmed. In any event, certainly Detective Kavanaugh had a reasonable suspicion, supported by articulable facts, that Wendell Copeland was wanted on a felony arrest warrant and was present in that vehicle. He had the flyer, he discussed it with the police, he confirmed that the warrant was outstanding, and under the totality of the circumstances, Detective Kavanaugh acted reasonably in making the Terry stop to see if Wendell Copeland was in the vehicle. Unless Your Honors have any other questions, I believe everything is argued in the brief.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good.
Thank
you. Got 2 minutes, Mr. Chair.
That's more than sufficient, I'm sure.
Judge, 2 points. One is that in the opinion of Judge Barker, she indicated that Detective Kavanaugh did not verify there was an arrest warrant before the stop. That's where the confusion comes in,
well,
partly in the brief.
Well, as the United States pointed out,
right,
the district court erred.
I understand that, Your Honor, and I don't dispute the transcript.
No. Okay.
I wanted to clear that. That's where part of that argument came up. And second, and it just raises a question here, and we made it clear during the testimony that Detective Kavanaugh did not observe Wendell Copeland in the vehicle before he stopped it. Somehow he miraculously could determine that David Ballantyne was driving the vehicle in the front seat with the windows, quote, tinted, but he couldn't determine who was also in the front seat on the passenger side, that Wendell Copeland was in the vehicle. Now, I don't know.
Ballantyne.
Well, that's what he said. But he also had a flyer and had a picture of Wendell Copeland, so he supposedly knew what he looked like. But it was clear that he did not verify that it was Wendell Copeland in the vehicle until after they effectuated the stop. But I agree. I think the law is well briefed, and I think that the court has a good handle on it. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr.
All right, thanks.
Thank you all.
Case will be taken under advisement.